Books on Tape presents Blow the House Down by Robert Baer. Read by Paul Michael. Prologue. Years later, after the unthinkable happened, I would remember where I was when it all started. In a car on the Beirut-Damascus highway, still a young man who believed the good guys always won, and with no idea that the colleague I was trying to contact on the radio was already facing his executioner. Carson. Carson, this is Lone Wolf. Over. Damn. Still no answer. Carson was Buckley's radio call sign. Bill Buckley, the CIA chief of station in Beirut. It was March 16, 1984, and I had a meeting with him at 11, one I wasn't going to make. There'd been a firefight earlier that morning in Ale, and a Druze militia checkpoint was backing up traffic. Bill wouldn't be surprised. Long ago he'd gotten used to my not being where I was supposed to be, operating solo, disappearing for days at a time, dragging in who knows what. When Bill had me come work for him in Beirut in 1983, he assigned me the radio call sign Lone Wolf. Everybody else had towns in Nevada. The nickname stuck. Anyone copy? This is Lone Wolf. Someone finally keyed a radio. I heard static, then Art, the commo chief, came up on the net. Lone Wolf, get off net immediately. Return to Reno ASAP. I switched off my Motorola, wondering what the fuck was going on. Only when I got into the station did I learn Buckley had been kidnapped 2 hours earlier. Bill left the house every day at exactly 20 to 8, and that morning had been no different.